Yeah, they really got slammed down there, some of those places. But, wow, yeah, it's a really bad storm that came across this day. St. Louis, Southern Illinois, Kentucky there the other day. I heard something about, and I don't know if it was down there, that they said it in advance that NWS weather radio was down. I didn't look back through my notes or Facebook, but I saw something and they were urging people to try to listen to adjacent locations to get, you know, to get weather updates.
Yeah, I was telling her that. I was like, you know, you listen to, you know, somewhere close by, but it just wasn't a lot up and running that hadn't been affected by a tornado or something that kept it down. So I was like, well, I'll go to the next best thing here, and we'll pull out a ham channel and see if we can get something going there, or see if there's something that's going on there. But they were pretty quiet. Hey, why didn't you?
WCV.
Yeah, that is kind of strange there, especially you know, where they took down a tower. I know some of these NWS weather radios, they run by phone lines, if I'm not mistaken. That took them out too. Who knows? But if I'm not mistaken, they use a lot of wind lanes down there too. But again, it's kind of strange that, you know, they wouldn't put it out over, you know, Skywarn by voice or something to that effect.
I don't know. They have a lot of, they have 800 megahertz up in Mackinac. They ran some of their net on 800 megahertz and ran some of it on GMRS up there and some of it on ham. So it's like, I guess really anything's possible, and whatever works, works well. And if it works well for you, don't fix it, don't change it.
W8C.
Well, that's it. You know, as long as it works well, reliable communications. You know, if you're, you know, within three like that, if you got one person that can speak to it, or three. You know, how are they divided up? You know, hey, that's more power to them. It's kind of hard to, you know, like say with inoperability, but. Again, CMRS involved, ham radio, other codes of communication. Run with it.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, there's a county out west that the 800 megahertz system went down. And then to go back on phones, and you got to go with what you can roll with. And it brought up a good question there in our meeting. Hey, you know, what happens if this goes down and we can't use this, or we can't use another repeater? You know, what do we go to? And built in our Slack, or not our Slack, our app that we use is like a Nextel type system that we can go to. So we have a fail-safe in that, just in case we lose comms or, you know, 800 megahertz or whatever, we can go to something like this and use this as well.
WHCM.
Yes, yeah, there you go. And that's, you know, again, that's where your pace plan comes into play. You know, what's available, what's your backup modes of communications. Again, if that's a, you know, if that's a reliable means, it means, you know, there's relies on